You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Here we go. Hour number two. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Coming to you live. ESPN Studios in New York City. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So as we bring in Damian Woody, as we do each week at this time, D-Wood, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
All right, good. So I was watching Get Up this morning, as I do pretty much every morning, especially when you guys are on, because I love when you guys are on. And there was a segment that caught a lot of people by surprise. And it got a lot of reaction. In fact, it turned into a trending topic on Twitter today. Social media was ablaze after this moment. And it's nothing new here on this show. We've actually heard Bart tell this story before. And he educated me on something that I really had no background on. And now that I know, I'm like, wow, again, it's the more you know. It makes you smarter.
My days will not be appreciated. It's all gone.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's definitely your brilliance and research. So let's hear it for those who might have missed it. Bart Scott on Get Up. Talking about Josh Allen and the cold, freezing temperatures in Buffalo and the best way to prepare for it. Take a listen.
The guy hates the cold. He doesn't play well. And he says the reason is because he's got bad circulation. So his toes get cold. And as you know, with your feet.
Can I get you a suggestion for him?
You want me
Josh Allen listening? Can people get this message to him? Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. That'll fit that circulation going right.
I don't know how to move off of that.
I don't have any medical background, so I don't really have a response to that. But you played, so you must know something.
A lot of us take Viagra, right? Because Viagra opens up the blood vessels.
A lot of us take Viagra. What do you mean
a lot of NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels. A lot of endurance athletes, because Viagra was first a heart medicine, right? So it builds up circulation, which makes sure that it gets the circulation to the feet.
Phrasing.
Now. We heard D. Wood. You could hear him chuckling. You hear him chuckling again.
No backup.
Now, for the record,
he left me like on House Party when Play was pulling off, when Kid was trying to go get Shireen, and he pulled off like, yo, it was no need for both of us getting our ass kicked. Like, damn, D. Wood, where my backup?
He was chuckling, though. Now, before I explain why Bart is not crazy with what he said here, in fact, there has been research done. D. Wood, all I want to know is this. When you heard this, in your brain, even though you didn't say anything, in your mind, were you saying, oh, yeah, guys do this?
Man, I've seen almost everything in a NFL locker room, man. When Bart said it, I just burst out laughing, man, because that's how Bartholomew is, man. Like, Bart would just say stuff off the cuff that just have you dying laughing on the show. But, no, I mean, what Bart said, it doesn't surprise me. Now, I didn't do it for medical reasons, but. Yeah, I've seen guys do it before, but Bart is just a damn fool when we get on the show together.
There is no filter.
I gotta keep it real, man. Listen, people tune in and they listen to us on radio shows because they want to peek behind the curtain.
Yes.
I'm telling them that it's blue pills behind the curtain.
Just be careful when you do peek behind said curtain.
You better knock before you try to just come in behind the curtain.
The responses to some of the tweets on this were just incredible, including, you know, again, you'd want to play shotgun. You'd also be offsides. But aside from that, the reality is there was a Harvard study done. This is real. Like, I'm not making this up. There was a Harvard study done that did talk about how it can help with cold feet and cold hands when you are cold because of everything that Bart described about opening the capillaries and blood vessels and blood flow and all the things that are important. So I wanted to clarify for everybody listening who thought he was trying to be a clown.
Yeah.
He was dead serious.
He was dead serious.
And it is something that has been utilized
in the past.
And
Viagra started as a heart medicine.
Yes. Okay.
And then the side effect is that, you know, happy wife, happy life.
Well, that's the other part of it, right? They found out there was other side effects that were useful and repackaged it and remarketed it and turned it into a $1 billion industry.
Mm-hmm.
And again, kudos to Diana Rossini, who, of course, handled that whole thing perfectly, had a great mic drop as well. in that whole segment. But meanwhile, D. Wood, as we are talking here with you about what these games we have this weekend, before we even get to the playoff stuff, let's get to the teams that aren't in the playoffs. And the one team, of course, would be the New York Football Giants and the fact that they ended up not just getting rid of or moving on from their GM, but they've cleaned house entirely. This had to be done, yes? And where do you see them going from here?
Yeah, it had to be done, man. And listen, I just think that, you know, when you think of the New York Football Giants, you think of, you know, you think of, you know, over the history of that organization, they're what we call a blue chip franchise, right? They've been highly successful, 4 Super Bowls, you know, all that type of stuff. But listen, over the years, over the past 2 years, they've been the laughing stock in the league. And so this is a family-run organization, obviously John Mara and company. They need to do basically wholesale cleaning, not just cleaning, but a reevaluation of how they go about doing business. Because sometimes, you know, when you've been used to doing business for so long, you get out of touch of how things are going now. And just kind of look at the trend, look at what's working out here. Look at some of the coaches that are coaching and that are in the playoffs. I think that's what they need to kind of evaluate. See, do a self-evaluation and see what exactly is working out here. The different style of coaches, how are they able to communicate to their players, and they need to reevaluate from that point.
Now, what kind of – do you think they should go with the coach first or the general manager? Do you have to get the general manager first? Or is it important to make sure you go out there and you get the best coach that's available? Because if that's the case, they may run out of time. You know, the general manager may not have the opportunity to pick from the best coaching candidate.
Yeah, listen, I you know, if there's a slam dunk coach, you know, coaching hire that you want to be aggressive about, go get the coach and pair him up with the general manager. No question about that, because I think you got to have, you know, boy, you know this, you got to have a coach that's going to be a leader of men and be able to communicate and teach these players, because ultimately players just want to be put in a position to win, and you got to be able to communicate. You know, football is all about relations, man, and, you know, relationships. And I think that's where, you know, that's where Joe Judge fell apart to me is, you know, he came in like with this whole strong man mentality. But if you don't have relationships, particularly with your players, you know, you have no chance.
So do you think that coach has to be a second-time head coach, somebody that's going to walk into that locker room, a veteran locker room, with a resume so that he has instant credibility? Or can they go with a first-time head coach? Because they went with McAdoo, who's a first-time head coach. Pat Shurmur, first-time head coach. They think they know, but they have no idea what being a coach is all about, and they're learning on the job in front of our eyes. Are we past the time where the Giants can go with somebody that's learning on the job?
Well, you know, Bart, usually what happens is when you fire somebody and when something doesn't work, you kind of go the opposite direction. And so with the recent trend of the Giants organization, their recent hires, you tend to, you know, me personally, I tend to think that maybe they go with someone who has head coaching experience, you know, prior. So, you know, I don't know who, you know, you never know who that may be, but you tend to think that direction because that's how usually owners go about their business.
All right. In 10 minutes, we'll play you Lewis Riddick, also on Get Up This Morning, what he had to say about the Giants job and the importance of the alignment in that front office and the head coach. We'll get to that in a few, but as we're talking with Damian Woody right now on the Goodyear Hotline, let's talk about playoffs right now and the wild card weekend that we have. And D. Wood, what is the coldest game you've ever played in? Because obviously the elements in Buffalo are going to be sub-zero, and that obviously going to have an impact on it. But for you linemen, it's always the most difficult for you guys especially. So what was the coldest game you remember playing in? What were the elements like?
Yeah, so for me, it had to be the 2003 playoffs divisional round against the Tennessee Titans. It was in Foxborough. I think the temperature was something like -6, -8. It was really cold, and the wind chill was like it felt like -20, something crazy like that. And when you're playing in those conditions, man, is I don't care how big and bad and how tough you are. You just want to get the game over with, man. There were many conversations we had on the field with the Tennessee Titans players, and we were just like, man, we just need to get up out of here. We need to go ahead and get this game done and get up out of here, man, because when it's that cold, every hit, your bones feel like it's breaking. The ground is hard as concrete. It's just brutal conditions to play in.
Now, did you guys win the game? And
of course they did.
We did win the game. We won the game.
So at what point was the game over and y'all looking at them still trying to throw the ball? You're like, come on, man. Like, for real? Like, yo, I'm
yeah, actually, is it harder to run block because of the call? And, you know, obviously it just turns into everyone on the ground, everyone piling up. Is it easier to pass block in those conditions just mainly because you're staying upright, or is it still easier to run block?
Well, I mean, I think if you ask any lineman, you'd rather run block, in any condition.
Okay.
But you'd rather run block in any condition. But I will say this, though, pass blocking is a lot easier when you have conditions like that, you know, because guys can't rush the way that they want to rush. So, you know, in that particular situation, pass blocking is probably easier, but just from a lineman mentality, you want to run block all the time.
Mm. All right, so there's that game, and that game has those conditions. Then there's another game with a different condition, and that is Pittsburgh and the Chiefs. So the Steelers and the Chiefs, and the condition there is that the Steelers are that team where you look and go, how did they even get here? And the Chiefs look like, again, the team that we expect could get to a Super Bowl. And Ben Roethlisberger, of course, is using all of that as – is it momentum? Is it motivation? Or is he just speaking the truth when he says that we shouldn't be here? We're probably 20-point underdogs, so we should just, you know, we just got to give it our all. Like, what did you make of his speech yesterday with the media about the Steelers having no chance to win?
Well, I mean, he understands that it's a tall task. I mean, think about it. The last time that the Steelers and the Chiefs met the last time, remember Travis Kelce didn't play, and Tyreek Hill was limited for most of the game, and they still got blown out, you know, by the Kansas City Chiefs. So he understands the tall task that he's up against. But, yeah, is he drumming it up? Is he playing it up? Absolutely. And if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm just letting it loose. The pressure is on the Chiefs because everyone expects the Chiefs to just blow the doors off of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if you're the Steelers, you can just let it hang because nobody has any expectations for you.
Yeah, first thing I'm doing is, okay, who can throw the football out of my receivers? And I got all kind of stuff up, you know, for that. You know,
trick
what I mean?
Plays?
Who cares?
Trick plays. Like, you basically just empty the whole basket in the game.
So this is like the Lions did in Week 18. Like, yeah. This is what you do?
Yes.
Really?
And that's the worst team to play for, man, because some of that crap works, so then it slows you down because you got to be aggressive. Like, guys running, guys, like, hey, man, what are you doing in here? Guys hiding out on the sideline, like they're talking to the coach, but they lined up to run out there and checked in. Like, all got the hideout play, you know, all kind of stuff, man.
So this might be
Alan,
a game to watch.
Think about it, Alan.
Yeah.
You're in a tournament now. This is a single game elimination.
Yeah.
So you basically pull out all the stops to try to win that day.
Amazing. Yeah, and it could be, again, Ben Roethlisberger's last game ever with the Steelers. All right, so we have five quarterbacks making their first playoff appearance, their first playoff start. Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Mac Jones, Kyler Murray, and then Derek Carr, who this is actually his first start in a playoff game. Out of those five, which one do you think has the biggest boom potential, and who has the biggest bust potential?
Boy, that's a good one. I'm going to go... The biggest boom, I'm going to say boy.
You love Joe Burrow.
Oh, I do love Joe. Well, but I was going to use Joe Burrow as the biggest bust.
Wow.
Here's why. Here's my thinking on it. I love Joe Burrow. Bart knows this. I've been talking about him for a while. Joe Burrow's been sacked 51 times this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you look at who they're playing.
Nasty.
They got Yannick Ngakoue on one side, mm-hmm. Max Crosby on the other side. Max Crosby actually leads the league in pressures from defensive linemen. That's a weak spot for the Cincinnati Bengals. It's protecting Joe Burrow. So as much as we talk about the Bengals and their skill position, which I think they have the best core group of skill position players in the league, it doesn't do any good if you can't protect your quarterback.
Wow.
And so that's why I say it. I think Joe Burrow has the biggest bust potential because I don't know if they'll be able to protect him.
That is, I won't even ask you then the boom one because that's so good. That's so strong. and aggressive of a bust potential answer. I love that one. D-Wood, thanks so much. Always good to talk to you. Take care.
All right, man. Stay away from Bart with that Viagra.
Hey, man. Now, when I'm the spokesman, we talk about a billion dollar pill. When I'm the spokesman, I'll take you on a yacht. You can still come on the yacht.
It was cold this week. He had baby cashmere out, and now I also know what else he goes with when it comes to staying warm. Thanks so much, D-Wood.
All right, fellas.
Damian Woody on the Goodyear Hotline. It's Barton Hama coming to you live from Seaport.
Hey, Pfizer, holla at me. Don't leave me out here by myself.
Brought
Pfizer.
To you by Chase. Yeah, prove them right. Pfizer, come on now.
Don't leave me out here by myself. It's cold out in these streets, Pfizer.
Hey, wanted to clarify something, by the way, real quick, because as we mentioned in the previous segment about the Kyrie Irving, and there was a story about how the Nets could just pay a fine if they wanted to, and he could play in home games. Adrian Wojnarowski, of course, all over the story, as we would expect, has a tweet out just recently about that, too. And he said, to be clear, on the hypothetical ability for a team to pay a fine or for an unvaccinated player to play in a marketplace that local ordinances forbid, he didn't say it, but he's clearly talking about Kyrie. An NBA memo to organizations on September 1st says that teams must follow local laws and players who don't comply won't be able to play. I was able to get a copy of that memo, and yes, it very much says clearly in black and white that no, the player would not be permitted to play. So you could say you want to pay the fine, but he still wouldn't be allowed to play by the league because they don't want anyone breaking local laws to play. So that kind of puts an end to that story, Bart. So as we were trying to figure out, would it be right, would it be wrong? It's a moot point because it's not going to happen. So that's the end of that part of it.
Meh.
Yeah, there's that. Also, as I mentioned when we talked with Damian Woody, you guys talked about the Giants and that job and, you know, what needs to be done now that both front office, it's the GM and the head coach, mm-hmm. are now wide open. Lewis Riddick is somebody that we have stumped for that job for a long time. We both know him very well. You work with him every Thursday, so you hear all the things that he has to say. And we know he's somebody, this is what he would love to do one day, is to get back into a front office of an NFL team. The Giants have talked to him in the past. Will they talk to him again? Well, why don't you listen to what Lewis Riddick says about the importance of what needs to be done with the Giants organization at the top to get them back on track. This is from Get Up this morning.
It's about philosophical alignment, and I know that phrase is thrown out there a lot, but it's the truth between whoever ultimately is the general manager and who that head coach is. And that is everything from how you scout players, how you evaluate players, how you then value them, how you go about getting them, what kind of prices you pay for the different positions, and then when do you go after them, whether it be in free agency, in the draft, how do you negotiate the draft process, moving up and down the draft board, and then how do you then develop them once you get them in-house, and how do you implement them? Those are all the things that you have to have answers for when ultimately this process is over, and make sure that these guys, it's like running a three-legged race, you know, at field day back during, you know, elementary school. You guys have to be in lockstep, because if one person isn't, you know, it all comes tumbling down, and they're all too familiar with that. So they have to make sure that those two individuals are absolutely on the same page in those three phases that I just mentioned.
It is important to be in lockstep. I mean, that's really where it starts. You have to have that synergy. And to have that synergy, everybody has to – now, look, you're not always going to have agreement. There's going to be disagreements about personnel, about what the coach wants versus what the GM wants. But you have to at least be able to have those conversations without it making personal. What went wrong in Miami? The head coach had a philosophical disagreement with the general manager. They both were in front of the owner, and the owner decided to go with the GM instead of saying, work it out.
You know,
we had a good season. Let's build off this. Let's not break this whole thing up. You guys have to work it out. Clearly, they couldn't work it out, and those differences ended up in that divorce. It's never easy, but you got to find that synergy. How do the Giants do it? Do you get a GM and then say, you got to now find your coach?
That's how you can ensure synergy. But, you know, we saw with Adam Gase and Joe Douglas, even though they were friends and had hung out and the goofball stuff they did with the wrestling shirt.
Even Joe Douglas knew that this wasn't the way to go.
But they disagreed. And when it came down to it, Joe Douglas, even though Adam Gase brought him in, ended up firing him. Mm. You know, just because somebody's your friend and you coach with them, you think you know them, when you get into the trenches and when they have the responsibility to do things their way, it's hard because you got to give some, you got to take some. You can't win every battle, and that takes humility as well. So, I mean, it'd be interesting to see if they can find somebody, either a coach that has a general manager that they like, that they may have already interviewed, and it makes that process even easier, or a general manager that has a coach that they've either worked for or liked, and it kind of goes that way. So don't tell me that when once they have a general manager or a head coach in mind, and maybe they think another general manager may be a little better, but this general manager and this coach have worked together, and they have a great working relationship.
That's important.
That may be the determining factor.
That's a great point. It's exactly that. And I do think part of the interview process with the GM is going to be, give me your list of coaching candidates. Who do you think you can get to come here? Tell us about them. I think that's a huge part of it, certainly, as well. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to continue to be part of the conversation with us. And coming up, so does Big Ben's trolling comments that I referenced there with D. Wood, they reveal a confidence that the Steelers are kind of feeling in their matchup with the Chiefs? We will discuss that coming up. But first, Bart's going to tell us about Straight Talk.
Oh, yeah. Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good.
How good?
It feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless. Now offering our $45 silver unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and a nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 silver unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise, and a month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible devices required. Actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary. Back after this with audio. Pow!
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. With more than 30 unique coverage options available, Progressive knows small business. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. We have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, and we will get to them shortly. In fact, we will hear from all of you in the next 20 minutes. So stay with us. But right now, it's time for all of us to sit back and be quiet and let the headline makers do the talking. In Bart, the segment we like to call
Audio Files.
Ooh.
Audio Files.
I got to admit that.
The Audio File.
I got to admit, that one felt really good.
The follow through.
Like, that one felt
with
real.
With the Mr. Rogers sweater on.
This is not a Mr.
No, I have the exact same one. I love that type of sweater.
I don't feel like this is Mr. Rogers.
I love that type
of sweater. It's a cardigan, yes, yeah. But I'm feeling like.
It's a wonderful day in your neighborhood.
It is a wonderful day in the neighborhood. The Knicks made a trade and didn't give up anything important and got themselves a good young player.
Don't talk about
trades. I'm so happy. Adrian Wojnarowski is expected to join us in the 2 o'clock hour, getting deeper into that trade. Why Bobo is not going to Detroit.
No, Bobo.
And also, why the Nets can't pay a fine to let Kyrie play at home. A lot of that we'll get to then. But right now, of course, we have football to talk about. And we have Steelers, Chiefs, in a game that, do we know the spread yet? What is the spread there?
In what game?
Steelers, Chiefs.
14.
You think it should be high? Would you take the Chiefs and lay the 14?
Yeah,
normally. Like, you feel like the Steelers are that team where everybody's looking around going, how the hell did they get to this?
Ben got a water
pistol. Like, this is a party?
Ben got a water pistol.
And the Steelers walk in, and they go, everybody stops and goes, who invited them? Right?
Was that Legally Blind when she kind of shows up as a bunny? They told her it was a costume thing. That's their door with Ben.
I felt so bad for Elle.
Yeah.
I really did. I felt so bad for her. Anyways. So Ben Roethlisberger is well aware of what we're all saying about him and the Steelers. So he's saying, YOLO, let's just show up and see if we can ruin someone's day.
We haven't discussed it, but I think, I would assume as a group you understand that, you know, we probably aren't supposed to be here. We're probably not a very good football team. We're out of 14 teams I think are in, we're probably number 14. We're a double-digit underdog in the playoffs. So let's just go play and have fun and see what happens. Yeah, I mean, we're probably 20-point underdogs, and we're going to the number one team that's, I know they're not the number one seed, but they're the number one team that's won the AFC the last 2 years, arguably the best team in football. We don't have a chance, so let's just go in and play and have fun.
We don't have a chance.
Honey, we're going streaking. We're going streaking.
In the quad.
Hey, who's going streaking?
Ben, a little cold tonight?
No.
No, why do you ask? What a great scene that is. Yeah, you don't give the Steelers any chance. Are you watching out of curiosity? I mean, it could be his last game as a pro. And
I give him a 10% chance.
10? Yeah. Wow, 10%. So you're saying there's a chance?
It's a chance.
Yes! So the Giants are now looking for a whole new front office and a coach and everything else. They have themselves, though, a collection of players on their roster. You're like, there's some names there. You're like, okay, what can he be? What can they be? One of the question marks, of course, is about the quarterback. Do you have one or not? There was some thought that maybe they've got something in Daniel Jones. He's a little special. He's got some wheels. He's had moments. He does have issues fumbling the ball. You call him Junior Whopper hands for a reason. But you like him, though, right? I do. Daniel Jones. You think he's got potential.
Yeah, I don't have any assess. I can't assess him because of what he's been in. It's just everything.
Like yeah, the mayhem around him is not allowed. You, yeah, right, dysfunction
no
is the best way to put it.
Nobody's available.
Well, one of his offensive linemen, who's also a young player, Andrew Thomas, he talked about Daniel Jones and whether he thinks he should be the quarterback of the future.
Yeah, Daniel is one of the most talented guys I've seen and one of the best teammates I've had, honestly. I mean, it doesn't matter what's going on. It could be a play where the offensive line is not protecting well. And in his mind, he's like, he's taking the blame. He got to figure out how to get the ball out quicker and make a better read. And when you have a guy like that, it makes you want to play hard for him. And then he has all the talent. He can run. He can throw. Obviously, a smart guy. So I think we put the right guys in front of him, around him. I definitely think he's the guy.
Do you put anything into this? Do you think that's important to hear from Andrew Thomas about him as the player? And, I mean, look, it makes sense to keep him. It's just a matter of make sure you have more than Mike Glennon in that quarterback room.
Well, the thing is, you know, if you're going to pick up his option, you do that. Not that you have to sign him to a long-term contract, but this is a prove-it deal out of excuses, but you still have to, you know, protect yourself. So if a guy like Russell Wilson says he wants to come to New York and it costs you Daniel Jones, absolutely, then that's the case. But if that's not the case, if it's no retread that has you on their list just saying, hey, come get me, then you say, you know what, Daniel, this is your last year, because no draft picks, even though they have two first-round draft picks, it's no prospects in the draft that people think are like last year or the year before. So
you don't think
you
that
just stay.
You can use, since you have two, that you couldn't use that second one and take a flyer on one of the quarterbacks here? There's no one that.
If that's the case, I try and get somebody in the third or fourth round. You know, maybe somebody like Davis Mills that falls into the second round, that type of player. Because if the Giants have the fifth pick, that means they also have like the 37th pick or something like that as well.
Right.
So use that pick maybe if somebody falls, which it should be a lot of guys that fall because it's not a lot of good quarterbacks. You know, the guy from Liberty, I think one of these guys got hurt in the bowl game, so they may slip. So you take a flyer that way. Try to hope that you say later on.
Huh?
Yeah, hope that you can find a Dak Prescott or hope that you can find like a Russell Wilson.
Okay. Yeah, well, Dak Prescott is obviously what everybody would love to be able to find that. So then that takes us to the Cowboys, who play the 49ers. And as Bart has said many times, don't sleep on that game. 49ers are out of place right now, despite what was it, Parsons, you said, right? Bullies, where I'm from, bullies get bullied.
Bullies get bullied. All right. Well,
you like that kind of talk?
You're from Harrisburg. Ain't no thugs. I don't know if it's about
a thug. That's a tough town, bro.
It's not Detroit, man.
Well, it's still a tough town.
It's not the D. It ain't Baltimore. It ain't the Magnolia.
All right. Well, either way.
You're sitting there fighting with the Amish people. There ain't no thug stuff going on. Y'all churning butter. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
I know you're playing. Either way, though, that a lot of eyes on this game when it comes to the Cowboys, because if there is an upset alert here, if there is an upset and the Cowboys are out, man, all eyes on Mike McCarthy? More than anybody else on that roster, right? Mike McCarthy would be the guy called to the carpet. Could it mean that the Cowboys might even make a change with their head coach? Keyshawn Johnson, former Cowboy, on KJM this morning said no.
You got to look at everything, right? That Jerry Jones certainly is not going to be happy. Dallas Cowboy fans aren't going to be happy. The players are going to be happy. But it won't fall on Mike McCarthy right now. If we're talking in his third year, we're talking in his fourth year, yeah.
So it's too soon still to think that if they lose this game, Mike McCarthy could lose his job. At least that's what Keyshawn Johnson had to say. Agree or disagree?
I disagree, right? We know right now Jerry falls into these man crushes. And right now he has a man crush on Kellen Moore. Before it was Jason Garrett, right? No matter what, Wade Phillips was there no matter what. Let me make Jason Garrett the highest paid assistant, right? And that's the next step. Then, you know, when he had an opportunity, he made Jason Garrett the head coach of the football team because he falls in love with these young, impressionable coaches that he feels like he can have a role in being able to be their launching pad. And I think that, you know, right now he can say, you know what, this team will be able to exist without Mike McCarthy and be just fine.
I think Jerry loves Mike McCarthy because Mike McCarthy is smart in that he includes him in everything.
You don't think Kellen Moore would do the same thing?
Just listen to what I'm saying. Mike McCarthy's got a ring, and Mike McCarthy includes Jerry in everything, lets him know. Why? How do we know this? Because when Jerry does his weekly spots, he reveals a lot of things that the coaches say to him on these spots by not saying this is what the coaches said. He just says them as if they're his own thoughts, but they're clearly things that come from a coach.
Wonder how much has come from Kellen Moore as far as talking about the receivers not running the routes.
Yeah.
Offense coordinator might be saying it
could be that too, right. But I just have a feeling, look, Jerry is about winning now. The clock is ticking for him. There's no doubt about it. He is running out of patience. Yeah. He's got to win one.
He
wants to win
out.
One. He's desperate to win one. And so to disrupt the team by firing the coach might not be the way to go. But, of course, if they lose, you wonder how they lose probably would be the bigger story. Because if it's because of clock mismanagement, the conversation might be a little bit different. All right. That is audio file. So 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We've got your calls loaded up. We will get to you as we talk about the wildest NFL weekend of the season. Your team, what are they going to do? And, of course, if your team's not involved, what do they need to do? That's coming up. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN+.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Back, Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. So we have six wild card weekend matchups, and the bonus is the sixth matchup we have is on Monday Night Football. So it's a long weekend. Just get on your couch on Saturday and don't get up until Monday night. Just take Monday off. So what we have – actually, right, it is – you don't even need to work if you don't have to.
Yes, sir.
So Saturday we have – let's go through the games, Bart, and tell me. We got to see the best game to the worst game, right? Look at it right there on the screen. ESPN Plus has it right there. You can see the matchups. I'll give them to you on the radio. Cincinnati and you got the Bengals and the Raiders on Saturday. You got the Patriots and the Bills in what's going to be another ice bowl up in Buffalo Saturday night. Sunday you have the Eagles and the Bucks. You have the 49ers and the Cowboys, and then the night game will be the Steelers and the Chiefs, and then the Monday night game is the Cardinals and the Rams. So out of those, which is the best game?
And for me,
like if you could only watch one, which game should you watch?
I got to see Niners Cowboys. Because, you know, you got dudes talking stuff. You got the young, you got the young star that's coming in and thinking, oh, the NFL is easy. Uh-huh. You got Kittle's like, I'm a grown. You may be, you little boy, I'm a grown-ass man. I'm going to show you what happens when a man with bills right. and kids put them
I hung
them,
out
them
with Venom. I did a commercial with Venom.
I'm going to show you when I put them thumbs on you, bro, what happens when I throw you up in the Kool-Aid. Let's see how tough you really are.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that, yeah, I agree. There's history between those franchises. There's a lot of stuff there. So, yes, I agree. That's game that you must watch. Give me another one.
Oh man, you got to have the rubber match between
Bills Patriots,
the Bills and the Patriots
and mac
and cheese.
And the conditions too.
Yeah, mac and cheese. Mm. See, mac and cheese. He's been talking about. I don't hear no Brady talk right now. I ain't heard no Brady talk in a minute. I said it a long time ago. They told me I was a hater. Remember they said don't call it mac and cheese.
Yes.
What
we had a caller. We had a caller that said that to you.
What's his real name? Mac Jones. He's like,
he called him Mike.
He said, call him Mike. like, that's more disrespectful.
Yeah, I agree too, especially when you consider how cold it's going to be. That'll be fascinating to watch on Saturday night. Would the third game then be the Cardinals and the Rams? Again, a part three, divisional opponents going head to head. Both teams with tons of pressure. Kyler Murray wanted to prove himself.
Yes.
Cliff Kingsbury proved himself with a win. But then you have Matthew Stafford and the move the Rams made to get him and McVay. It's almost a must win for the Rams.
Yeah, well a close one would be the Raiders and the Bills.
Bengals.
But I'm gonna go with that game first because all the things all the things that you mentioned.
Yeah.
And the reason and the common theme between all the games that we think are going to be some of the best games are games where we don't know who's going to be the winner. Right, so somebody's going to be a hero. Somebody's going to be the GOAT, and the GOAT is the bad one, not the great GOAT, like the greatest
of all time. Goat, right?
The other GOAT, right? So that's what I look for. I look for guys that have a lot on the line, right? As Mac Jones is trying to, if Mac Jones figures out a way to win and beat the divisional winners, even though they didn't win a division, then it helps his legacy as far as he's gritty. Maybe he could be Brady. If he comes down and pisses down his leg. Then it's going to be like, oh, man, why did we ever think this dude was Tom Brady? This dude sucks. He couldn't even throw the ball through the cold. He had all these turnovers. He choked.
I just don't know if he's going to do that. Eagles-Bucks will be a little interesting just to see.
We think we know the outcome of that.
Yeah, we do. And we also think we know the outcome, of course, of Steelers and the Chiefs.
Yeah, barbecue chicken.
As well, and just a send-off to Ben Roethlisberger. We did mention Bengals and Raiders. That one, like Bart said, is the one where you could see either team winning and you can see the reasons why. And so, of course, that's what makes that compelling when you don't know who's going to win. So we'll see. What's the game you're going to watch? Let us know at Bart and Han on Twitter. We will be back in 10 seconds. All right, Bart Scott. Man in the Arena is not just a docuseries. It's a podcast. You know that, right? 10-part series that explores how sports impacts our everyday lives through the lens of Tom Brady's career. It's brought to you by ZipRecruiter and available wherever you get your podcast, and that series is just it's been compelling. It's been really interesting to watch.
It's coming to an end, right? You're coming
really
to the 10th.
I haven't gotten that far yet, though. I'm kind of just taking it a little at a time. There's only so much Tom Brady I could take before I just start as a Jets fan feeling a certain way. 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776. Time for you now to have your opportunity to talk to us. We'll go through as many calls as we can with you right now. We have Woj coming, hopefully, in about 12 minutes, getting into some NBA stuff. Let's begin with Esteban, who wants to talk some Cowboys.
Yes, sir.
How we
How
doing?
How about them boys?
You tell me.
Pretty good.
Because Bart thinks this is an upset alert.
It's a dangerous game.
Oh, no. Barstadamus may be wrong.
Oh,
49, I think Cowboys need this. I think we need this. This is a perfect challenge for that defense to spark us up, man. Our offense is just going to go crazy.
But listen, who you taking?
Good rec-
who you taking? Are you taking Randy Gregory?
Taking
or you? No. No, listen specifically. Are you taking Trent Williams or Randy Gregory?
Oh, I'm taking Randy Gregory.
You think Randy Gregory is ready for the smoke of the greatest, the best tackle in the game?
He's going to be laying down with them like Nicky. He's going to be.
Okay. What about Michael Parsons versus Kittles?
Oh, it's
going to
be
a tough one. Yeah. All right. Hesitation. That's all we needed was the hesitation.
This dude been putting more. He made more pancakes than IHOP right now.
Let's go to Curtis, who wants to talk about a team that's not playing this weekend but has a big return coming in their bye. Curtis.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How we doing?
First of all, Bart, I want to say you didn't have to do the boys this morning like that, man. That was funny. Second, I want to get your guys' take on how impactful Derrick Henry is going to be coming back for Tennessee. You know, that foot injury is it was really big, and I wonder if he's maybe going to be limited reps or something like that.
You got 2 weeks to get ready.
And how impactful Ryan Tannehill and AJ Brown are going to be.
Well, Foreman has been doing his thing in replacement of Derrick Henry. But now even Derrick Henry doesn't have to give you 20 carries. If he gives you 10 or 15, like, that's going to be a problem because now you have to stick that eighth man in the box. With Foreman, maybe you're saying, okay, well, we'll do it with a light box. We'll double AJ Brown because Julio hasn't been available. He's been hurt in and out of the lineup. So it allowed you to kind of be able to take away those guys. But if you got to put that eighth man in the box, then you got some one-on-one coverage out there with AJ Brown, which can be a problem.
All right, let's go to Chris on Long Island. Wants to talk some Knicks. What's up, Chris?
Alan, Bart, listen. I'm sorry we got to change the subject, but what was going on? So, listen, Alan, we all know that Zion's going to be here in a year or two. So, like, why wait? Why don't we just hit him with Randall, either Obi or Mitch, and either Grimes or McBride in a first, maybe a second, and then let's get Zion and possibly Hart and Nikhil Alexander-Walker here.
You think
they'll do that?
That's a lot. Talk about rearranging the furniture. I mean, that's a full rebuild
let's get it going.
Or reset. I mean, how confident are you in that Zion can get himself healthy and in shape, though? I mean, he hasn't played at all this year.
We're going to start calling him Pot Roast.
Ooh, don't do that.
Let's put it like this, though. How far are we going right now? Like, how much better is Randall going to be? He's already proven that he's one of those guys that maybe can work in New York, but we're not sure. Zion, regardless, he needs to get out of New Orleans, stop eating all that fatty food, get the nice trainers in New York, and he's a superstar. Regardless or not, he's still 20 and 10, even if he has to weigh 300 pounds. I'm fine with that.
All right, you're fine with it. I haven't heard any indications there. Thank you, Chris. We know Zion loves playing at the Garden.
Yeah,
he's already made that clear. But as far as where this goes, I'll ask Woj what's going on with Zion. He's coming up in a few minutes, so we'll certainly do that. We got a lot of Cowboys input here, including Mike. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Listen to you every afternoon, but here's the story. And this is from the Star. That's where Jerry hangs out. That Jerry is seriously leaning, win or lose this postseason, to keeping Dan Quinn if he has to keep him from going anywhere else.
And he's interviewing.
That's it.
You know what? That's something. The impact he's had on the defense is notable.
The defense is still 20th in the league. See, we get caught up with the turnovers and just they have had a lot of turnovers. They're still 20th in the league.
They still turn you over, though. That's important. I understand what you're saying about the points against, but still, listen, he's a guy that's going to get interest. He did have success before as a head coach, so he's going to get interest, and we'll see what Jerry ends up doing there. But a very interesting call there from Mike. All right, so the Knicks make a trade for one of RJ Barrett's Duke teammates. Is another one coming? We'll ask Woj next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.